We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Central Bank Tiger Network, from Learfield IMG College, live from Cheerleader Pub and Grill, this is Tiger Talk, presented by Say Insurance. At Say Insurance, they give drivers the know-how they need to choose the car insurance coverage that's right for them. Also brought to you by Bud Light. This football season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Please drink responsibly.
One, two, three.
Play action, wide open, Albert O behind the defense to the 40, to the Memphis 30. He will not be caught. 10-5 house. Exactly what Mizzou needed.
Now, here's the voice of the Tigers, Mike Kelly.
From Cheerleader, conveniently located at 63 in Stadium Boulevard, we are here with you. Tiger Talk presented by Say Insurance. At Say Insurance, they believe car insurance should be simple so drivers know what they are paying for and why. Shelter Insurance recently was ranked number one in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the central region, three of the last 4 years by J.D. Power. Shelter Insurance, we're your shield, we're your shelter. Hey, you can partner with the Tigers in the Food Bank, the official charitable partner of Mizzou Athletics. Visit ScoreAgainstHunger.org to learn more about the Score Against Hunger campaign presented by MPIX. For the first time since October 12th, Missouri plays a home game this weekend, hosting 11th-ranked Florida. Coming up a little bit later in our player segment at the bottom of the hour, wide receivers Jalen Knox and Barrett Bannister will join us. And coming up at 6:20, the director of football operations, Brittany Baim Jones, will join us, and we'll talk about her role with Missouri's football program. With that, we bring into the conversation Barry Odom. How are you?
I'm good, man. Good to see you. Glad you're back. I don't know how your golf game went last week, but I heard you played pretty well.
That would not be the case. Anytime you're playing golf in November in shorts,
that's a good thing.
You're
right?
Stealing from Mother Nature, right?
That's right.
So it was a good thing.
Take it when you can get it. We're so excited to be back home this week. I feel like it's been, as you mentioned, been a long, long time, and anxious to get back on track and play really well, and so excited to be in the friendly confines of Faro Field, and our kids are going to play really well.
Did you get all the snow off the field?
We did. It took a little bit. I think we got a little bit more than everyone anticipated. So we made it work, and we practiced inside the first couple of days of the week. Got outside today. It was awesome. And I tried to leave as much as we could over on the Florida sideline where they've got to deal with it. But our kids are ready to go play.
As the snow was coming in on Monday, I was taking videos outside of my house and sending it to Mick Hubert, the longtime play-by-play voice of the Gators, saying Mid-Missouri is awaiting the arrival of Florida.
That's right. So, very welcoming. We are.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So let's flash back to Saturday. Obviously, you played a really good football team, and I want to talk about them in just a moment, but just your takeaway from Saturday's loss at Georgia.
Yeah, the thing, when we started out offensively, we tried to minimize a little bit of the game plan. We try to get the ball out early and quick, and some short passing games, some situations that we wanted to loosen them up a little bit defensively. You know, the first drive, you look at it, we got down to 4th and 1. You know, the question there, do you go for it, do you not? Do you punt away and try to play defense? And then, you know, the defense went on the field and gave up a couple third downs that really extended their drive. They scored. I think once the game settled in, I thought our defense played pretty well.
Absolutely.
You know, given the situation that they were put in a couple times, had a couple big stops that forced them into field goals. They gave up 2 touchdowns. And then offensively, we never really could get enough going to extend drives. You know, we weren't very good on third downs. They were good on third downs. And, you know, they wore us down in the second half on both sides of the ball.
That's a complete football team.
Yeah, they're really good. I think they're going to win a lot of games here down the stretch. But that's where I'm trying to get. You know what I mean? That's what you look at the way their roster is built. And our kids, you know, they battle in a lot of different situations. I thought, again, our defense played well. They played hard for 60 minutes. The way that they went about the things they did defensively, you know, really minus that I can put 3 to 4 plays that if you had back, you know, maybe different situation on some of the things defensively, that offensively we weren't good enough to extend drives. And, you know, the one time we got down in the red area, didn't come away with points, but I was going to go for it on 4th down. You know, at that point, a field goal didn't do anything for us. So I was trying to get the ball in the end zone.
So Kelly couldn't go. Kelly Bryant could not go in the game. So Taylor Powell makes his first collegiate start. When did he find out officially that the game was his?
You know, we had talked about him to him, and he's prepared each week this year on, you know, ready to be the starter, because at that position and every position, if you're the backup or, you know, not named the starter, you're always a play away from being that guy. So Wednesday night, you know, we said, hey, you really need to be ready to go. You know, I don't know how the next 48 hours are going to go on getting Kelly ready to go, but you need to be mentally just get prepared that, you know, to take the first snap. And then we got into Thursday and Friday, and really, you know, for me, I wanted to see what Kelly could do still in warmups, and leaned heavily on our sports medicine staff and our team docs on helping make the decision, because they understand, you know, the dynamics of what it takes to function as a player. You know, can you run straight ahead? Can you run in the pool? That's a lot different than getting out and doing the things you need to play that position. So it was in a position where it wasn't able to clear him to play, and Taylor was ready to go. And I do admire the way he competed. You know, he went in and battled. And he did some things, you know, within the drives that we're going to build on. I think the experience helped him, and he's going to be a better player from it.
Did not seem like the environment was too big for it.
Now, he was – you talking about Taylor?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he went in, and really the times that we tried to check out of plays, he was able to get it communicated. You know, there weren't false starts. There weren't offsides. There weren't we were all on the same page, which says something about the way he prepared. He was ready for the moment.
I want to talk about defense coming up in the next segment. We've got to talk about Connor Bazelak, because he comes in for the second time this season and really was impressive in what he did late in the game with that drive. Goes 8 for 12 during his time in the game.
Yeah, and, late in the game and late in the drive, and it wasn't like they had their late roster in there.
Right.
You know, they still had players in the game, and I thought he managed the game well. I think our fans got an idea to see arm talent, what he can do, which is exciting. But more importantly than me, I gained some respect for the way he handled it. He stood there for, three and a half quarters, and it was kind of cold. And really, all of a sudden, it's like, hey, next series, you need to get warmed up and get ready to go. And he went in and executed really well, completed a screen, made a throw down the field, converted on 2 third downs. And again, he didn't get into the moment that it was too big, and maybe didn't have time to think about it. You know, this, it was time to go, and he's got a calm demeanor about himself, but inner confidence that he's going to be a really good player.
Yeah, made a handoff, completed a screen, completed a vertical route, and then took a shot and got right back up, threw the next pass and completed that as well.
Yeah, he's got some toughness. I mean, he was like a wing T quarterback in high school. He played in the cold weather up north in Dayton, Ohio, and you know, so he's got some substance to him. He's going to be a good player.
One more point. Yeah, there's just no denying it when you see it. When the ball comes out, it comes out in a hurry.
He does.
He's impressive.
Yeah, and for a guy that wasn't in a prolific passing offense in high school, he does have a really nice arm talent. We saw that early on and had him in camp. And that's something that he was blessed with, you know, and he's to work to develop it. And he's got a bright future ahead of him.
That's Missouri football coach Barry Odom. I'm Mike Kelly. Tiger Talk presented by Cheerleader, or at Cheerleader, presented by Say Insurance. So when we come back, more with the coach a little bit later on. We'll visit with Jalen Knox and Barrett Bannister. Brittany Bame-Jones joins us at 6:20 as Tiger Talk continues from Cheerleader Pub and Grill, presented by Say Insurance on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Here's your chance to be like Patrick Mahomes. Through the 15 and the Mahomes Foundation, Patrick is supporting Special Olympics Missouri athletes for an entire year. You can hashtag be like Mahomes and sponsor an athlete for just $460. Text Mahomes to 41444 today.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Football Edition. This is how you say, game tonight. Bring Bud Light. Fantasy fees are due. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light Crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Just okay is not okay. Whether it's cheerleaders or your wireless network, AT&T is America's best wireless network. Best network based on GWS 1 score, September 2019.
In sports, success is measured in points, wins, and trophies. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in how we support our communities, in being there when you need us most. And the occasional trophy, like the one from J.D. Power for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the central region. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For J.D. Power 2019 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Cheerleader Pub and Grill is your home for all things SEC and the new host location for Tiger Talk with Coach Odom. Join us live at 6 p.m. every Thursday evening at Cheerleader Pub and Grill as Mike Kelly sits down with Coach Odom to talk all things Mizzou football, including player interviews, game recaps, and previews of the upcoming opponent. Located at the corner of Stadium Boulevard and Highway 63, Cheerleader Pub and Grill is the place to be for Tiger Talk each week, where sports, fun, and good food unite. Cheerleader Pub and Grill, proud partner of Mizzou Athletics.
Whether you compete on the field or in the field, it takes the best to be a champion. That's why so many farmers looking to maximize profitability plant DeKalb and Asgrow brand corn and soybeans, featuring exclusive genetics and whole farm solutions to champion consistent yield potential. No matter what the season brings, be a champion of yield. Visit your local MFA today. Performance may vary. Always read and follow IRM, where applicable, grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
Here's your chance to be like Patrick Mahomes. Through the 15 and the Mahomes Foundation, Patrick is supporting Special Olympics Missouri athletes for an entire year. You can hashtag be like Mahomes and sponsor an athlete for just $460. Text Mahomes to 41444 today.
The law firm of Lathrop Gage would like to recognize the Mizzou Three Stripes Club. The Three Stripes Club honors student-athletes who represent the Mizzou values of respect, responsibility, discovery, excellence, by going above and beyond socially, academically, and athletically. The Three Stripes Club student-athlete of the week this week is from the Mizzou volleyball team. The law firm of Lathrop and Gage, proudly serving Missouri businesses since 1873. Barry Odom is alongside. I'm Mike Kelly. Coming up in our next segment, we'll visit with Brittany Bame-Jones, who's the director of football operations, player segment, bottom of the hour, Barrett Bannister, and Jalen Knox, a couple of young, talented sophomore wide receivers, will join us here on the show. We talked about the defense last segment briefly. Let's talk a little bit more about the job that they did at Georgia. I want to talk about some individuals in just a moment, but overall, just a thought on the way that they played.
Yeah, I thought really you look at some of the things that concerned me going into the game on the ability to contain Swift, their running back. I thought that, you know, for the most part, we played pretty sound in that area. And then Fromm is he's one of the best quarterbacks in college ball. And I thought the things that, you know, the throws that he was able to make, but also just his competitive spirit and the way that he converts on third downs, the way he places the ball, distributes the ball, I thought our secondary stepped up to the challenge and really probably held him to his less as far as efficiency, percentage, some of those things. They continue to battle, and they played hard for 60 minutes, and that's what we were looking for. I hate that we didn't get the win, but there were some things that we were able to build on coming out of that game.
Nick Bolton continues to impress me, just the way that he flies around the field.
He does. He's making a lot of plays. He's very, very productive. He's picked up when we had our injury. He understands what we need out of him, and he's played better every single week, and I think he'll play his best game this week.
You know, Nicholson and Cameron Wilkins also, guys, playing opposite of him, that just, if you combine them together, they've been very productive.
They have, and you look, I mean, they're freshmen, you know, and they're learning as we go. The things are starting to slow down for them just a little bit. They're not where we need them to be yet, but also they're working really, really hard, and they're going to be great players as they stay in the program and continue to work. So, they'll play their best game this week just because it's the next week of experience and preparation and practice reps and all the things that they've done. They've got the athletic ability and the skill set to go do it, and they're going to continue to work and show up on game day.
And what level is Jordan Elliott playing right now? Because he's always a guy that's going to draw a lot of attention from the offense, right? So where is he right now in terms of where the coach sees it from your point of view?
I think he's playing at an all-conference level.
Yeah.
And, I don't know statistically where he would match up with everybody else in the league, but the things that he does for our defense, which is 9th through 10th in the country statistically, he's having an all-conference year.
Yeah, and then of course the other guys that are playing inside that we don't talk about, a Kobe Whiteside nearly enough, a guy that takes up a lot of space and is hard to move.
Yeah, he's playing solid. He's assignment sound, and that's what we need out of that spot. And he is drawing a double team. He's making plays. He's productive. But more than anything, the linebackers, he's keeping them off the linebackers, but he knows, and the linebackers know and trust exactly where he's supposed to be. He's there.
Cool to see big number 6 get in the game, too.
Yeah.
Darius Robinson.
Yeah, he doesn't look like a freshman physically.
No, he doesn't.
And he's growing up, and he's got a chance to have a great career here because it's important to him. And he does have he's got length, he's got size, he's got speed, he's got all the things you look for at that spot. And, he's been here just a couple months. He's going to be a great player.
Interior tackle, 6'6" tall, over 300 pounds, and very impressive to just watch that guy move around the football field. How have you tried to, as a staff, really balance the opportunity that you've had this year with the new redshirt rule to play guys up to 4 games and then make those decisions in terms of, when you're going to pull a guy back and hold him off for another year? How have you tried to balance that and look at that this year?
Every year is a little bit different, and I think this is one of the best rules that we've put in play in the last, recent memory with the NCAA allowing us to do that. We're in the point now in, going into game 10 that the guys that have played, 4 games or more, or 4 games, they're going to continue to play because we need them, and they're playing well, and they've developed. There's a guy, Ish Burdeen, that has been injured all year, and now he's close to getting back to helping us play, and that's one way that the rules really help. So he can go play the next 3 games plus the bowl game and really help us out, and that's his 4. So it's been a great rule, and we've used it, and also been able to keep guys in the mix. It's not just, hey, it's a redshirt year. They're able to have a role, and they prepare, and they play, and they help us win.
Before we go to a break, let's talk about injuries. Jonathan Johnson didn't make the trip. Also, Kelly obviously wasn't available. How are those two guys looking forward to Saturday's game against Florida?
Yeah, Kelly had a great week, practiced really well. He's healthy and going to play well. Jonathan still will be a game-time decision. It's been day-to-day. And he did a lot more today than he has all week. But we got to keep going and see how the next 48 hours go.
That's Barry Odom, and I'm Mike Kelly. And remember to arrive early for each home game to experience the newest Mizzou tradition, Tigertown, and the Tailgate Concert Series. Presented by Say Insurance, located on Mick Deaver Memorial Drive, just outside of Memorial Stadium. Free and open to the public. It's the pregame hangout for fans of all ages. The Say Insurance Tailgate Concert Series features DJ Joe this weekend. When we return, Brittany Boehm-Jones will join us coming up next on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Tiger Talk from Cheerleader Pub and Grill, presented by Say Insurance. Mizzou Athletics would like to thank its premier partners, MU Healthcare and Shelter Insurance. Central Bank is your hometown bank. It is the only place for Tiger checking. Open it today at www.centralbank.net. Coming up in our next segment, our players segment with Jalen Knox and also Barrett Bannister. But now we get to meet and know a little bit better one of the key staff members of the Missouri football staff. She is someone that has been in the program or been at Mizzou for 5 years now, right? Because
yes.
You were with soccer and then you transitioned to football. She is the only director of football operations that is a female in the Southeastern Conference. She is one of seven females to hold that position among Power Five schools in the sport of football. Please say hi to one of my favorite people, Brittany Bain Jones.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Or as I like to call you, BBJ.
Yes.
So when you hear those numbers, and you shared those with me before we went on, but when you hear those numbers at someone who played collegiately, played the sport of soccer, went on, got your degree, got your master's, when you hear those numbers that you're one of seven in Power Five to hold this role, what stands out about that for you?
It kind of speaks to my character. I always like doing something that most people can't do. Not saying that others can't do what I do, but it just holds that competitive spirit in me. Every single time I step into the office, I'm doing something that most people would turn away and not do.
How difficult was the transition into the role? You know, you were around it for a couple of seasons. Mike McHugh was the director of football operations, and then there was another person that came in and followed him, and then you took that job after they left. How difficult was it to move into the number one chair, though, after being someone that had observed the position from, you know, from behind the scenes, if you will?
Well, for me, I kind of referred to myself as a running back. So I would take the ball and I would run with it. So the plans that the previous DFOs would have, they would start it and then pass it off
pass
to
it
me.
Off to you, yeah.
And so for me, I had to sit down and go, okay, like, I'm the quarterback right now when it comes to the operations, and all eyes are on me.
When this guy said to you, and I'm talking about Coach Odom, when he said to you, I want you to be in this position, I want you to be my director of football operations, did it catch you by surprise, or did you just have a level of confidence that this was the natural transition?
Inside I was shocked, but on the outside I was like, heck yes, I am going to be your director of football operations. Like, no one else can do this for you kind of mentality.
So what does the job entail? For the casual fan that's sitting here Cheerleader tonight or listening on our radio network, what does the job of director of football operations encompass?
Short and simple, I do everything outside of the X's and O's. So I don't know what Coach Dooley is going to call in the first play or anything like that. I only say I'm the person that orders the food and tell people where they need to be kind of thing. So that's the short term, but on the long term, I touch every department in the athletic department. So I'm basically the bridge from the football office to the business office or compliance, academics.
People just think that the football team shows up on Saturday and plays a game, that there's no coordination among others within the department.
Yeah, exactly. They don't realize that someone had to schedule the bus, someone had a pregame meal, make sure it was going off, the police escorts, Tiger Walk, everything like that before we showed up and played.
Yeah, plus on the road, you've got hotels, you've got planes, you've got budgets, things like that.
Oh, yeah, the plane thing is has been a treat this year.
I've been doing this a long time. The plane thing is a treat each and every year. So
I say, people think what happens, I'm like, oh, I purposely call. It's called job security. Make a problem happen or something.
Walk me through a little bit about what a typical day is for Brittany Bame Jones, you know, as the director of football operations at the University of Missouri.
Well, I always say the big thing about this role is that there's nothing that's the same. You might have a foundation that's the same, the checkbox. So, like, on Monday, I make sure that all the itinerary is done, the banquet event orders at the hotel are done. So everything that leads to Saturday kickoff, it's all in order. So it's just basically checking the foundation boxes, but there's something different every day, and that's what keeps it exciting.
How much did your career in soccer and having played at the collegiate level, at the Division I level, and being a student athlete at this level, how much did that prepare you to step into a role like this?
Well, I didn't know I was going to step into a role like this, but I was really fortunate the path that I was on at San Jose State. I was forced as my freshman year to be involved at the Student Athlete Advisory Committee, and I fell in love with it because I got to see what happened on the outside of the white lines, and I just came super involved with it, and I became president of it, and I developed those relationships in administration, and I realized that college athletics is where I wanted to be in my career.
What does walk me through the Student Athlete Advisory Board, or what you just talked about? What exactly is that for those that don't know, like myself?
Yes. So usually it's about 1 to 2 student athletes from each sport in the athletic department, and they build a community, and mm-hmm. they kind of are the voices for the teams within the athletic department. And so they meet once a month. They talk about issues or talk about things that they would like to be involved in, community service, the roars that they have mm-hmm. here. So that's something that committee puts on. And then you serve from that committee, and then 2 can go to the conference committee, and then the conference committee can go to the NCAA committee. Mm-hmm. So it's basically just the student athlete voice within college athletics.
As a California native, are you used to the mid-Missouri weather, or the weather here in the Midwest?
I'm still getting used to wind chill.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get why it doesn't say what the weather is. It says it feels like X amount. Just say that's the weather. Like, it's 9 degrees out, but it feels like -3. Just say -3.
You need to take that up with the local meteorologist.
It drives me crazy.
Yeah. So finally, just a thought on working with this staff, and the thing that you enjoy the most about being a part of this group that represents Missouri football.
Well, like you said earlier, that I'm 1 in the SEC, 1 of 7 in the Power 5. That's a unique thing, and this team is unique. This team has a great culture about it. Coach Odom does a great job of leading the team. He's my general. He's my mm-hmm. he's great. So just the fact that having that opportunity of being unique in a situation on a very unique team and the culture that we developed.
By the way, you got married in July, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So
I haven't enjoyed the newlywed life yet.
Have you seen him much lately?
No. He was supposed to. We're supposed to have date night on Thursday, and he goes, "I have to work." I'm like, "No, you don't." He's like, "Yeah, I do have to work." I'm like, "What the heck, man?" So the one time that we're able to have a date night, he actually has to work himself now. But it's been great. I told people to check in with me after fall. So when I'm not working 100 hours a week, and I'll tell you how newlywed life is.
Great to see you.
Nice to see you. Thank
Continue
you so much.
Continue the great job that you do. Appreciate
you.
That's Brittany Bame Jones. I'm Mike Kelly. Back after this, our players segment. Barrett Bannister and Jalen Knox up next on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Football Edition. This is how you say, game tonight. Bring Bud Light. Fantasy fees are due. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light Crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
The operating engineers of Kansas City Local 101 and St. Louis Local 513 build a better Missouri through the highest quality, productive, best trained, and safest heavy equipment operators. From excavating the ground to setting the final piece, we build the roads, bridges, schools, hospitals, buildings, and power plants that drive our economy and keep Missouri competitive. Learn more at IUOELocal101.org and IUOE513.org.
In sports, success is measured in points, wins, and trophies. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in how we support our communities, in being there when you need us most, and the occasional trophy, like the one from J.D. Power for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the central region. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For J.D. Power 2019 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Red 18!
This season, you can share a Coke with your team on it. So I'm going to tell you how with a little help from this quarterback.
Sally, 44!
You can share a Coke when your team's up.
Red poncho!
You can share a Coke when your team's down.
Happy Jolly!
You can even share a Coke with your rival on game day.
Chili, chili, chili!
Or you can share a Coke when you're giving out your famous guacamole recipe in a completely packed stadium.
Cilantro, chopped onion, squeeze a lime, Roma tomato, hike!
Share a Coke with a fan this season.
Ice cold, delicious!
Tiger fans, do you like to gamble? Well, gambling's exactly what you're doing if you have your home or business electrical installation done by a contractor who's not qualified, trained, and insured. Don't take the chance. Be safe. Be certain. Use only IBEW contractors to do your electrical work. The stakes are just too high for anything else. You can depend on your hometown IBEW and IBEW contractors.
In Missouri, one in six individuals faces hunger on a regular basis. Because of its affiliation with Feeding America, the Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri is able to secure $525 worth of groceries for every $25 donation. Join the Missouri Tigers and tackle hunger in Central and Northeast Missouri during Score Against Hunger, presented by MPIX. Visit scoreagainsthunger.org to learn more. The Food Bank is proud to be the official charitable partner of Mizzou Athletics.
Tiger Talk continues from Cheerleader Pub and Grill, presented by Say Insurance. Mizzou football proud to partner with the Missouri Credit Union in an effort to sack hunger in Missouri. For each Tiger sack during the 2019 season, the Missouri Credit Union will donate $300 to the Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. Make sure that you're here next Thursday night for another edition of Tiger Talk, presented by Say Insurance from Cheerleader Pub and Grill. Coach Odom will be with us. Again, Cheerleader Pub and Grill, conveniently located at the intersection of Stadium Boulevard and Highway 63. A couple of sophomore wide receivers are with us for our players segment tonight. From Mansfield, Texas, please welcome Mr. Jalen Knox, ladies and gentlemen.
Sir, thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. And from Fayetteville, Arkansas, Barrett Bannister, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. Always love to have, you know, players like yourselves come on. Let's start with this. You're from Mansfield, Texas.
Arlington, but they say Mansfield.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. So where is Arlington in relationship to Mansfield? Is Mansfield a suburb of Arlington? Is
that yeah, where it's basically the same thing. It's like two cities are like basically right next to each other, but, you know, we get put together since it's so close to each other.
You were recruited by a former assistant and also by Andy Hill. What was it about the University of Missouri that stood out to Jalen Knox?
Just through my whole recruiting process, like, they just seemed to be the most consistent throughout the whole thing. Like, everything that they told me, they stuck to their word for it, and I just felt like I was the most comfortable here. Like, even before I took my visits, I didn't really know what to expect from Missouri because I'd never heard or been to Missouri. But, you know, once I got here and, like, seeing all the coaches and talked to some of the players and really, like, tried to, like, started cutting down my choices, I just always had Missouri on my mind. I was like, yeah, this is where I need to be at.
So when you arrived on your visit, what was it about the program? What was it about the facilities? What was it about the vision that captured your attention?
I came on my first visit the spring game before Drew's junior year. So I got here and I was just watching the game. And I was just like watching the spring game. I was like, man, they're really throwing the ball a lot. Like every two plays, there's like a deep ball going downfield. So I was like, yeah, I really need to be in the offense like that. And then I just started talking to the coaches and started looking around the facility. This is like everything was just great, and I couldn't find anything like to really complain about Missouri. So here I am.
Facilities have changed quite a bit too since you got here. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But Barrett, for you, you grew up just down the road, about 5 hours away. Is it 5 hours to Fayetteville, by the way, from Columbia?
About four and a half.
About four and a half. And of course, if you got a little bit of a heavier foot, you can make it in 4:15.
Yeah, it's but more you, my dad.
You and your high school teammate Taylor Powell decided that Missouri was someplace you wanted to go to. Why?
You know, I think it just was the best fit for us. I think they gave us the best opportunity to accomplish the goals we wanted to accomplish, and especially in my position being a walk-on that I was. Coach Odom gave me a vision of what I could be here when I came here and, you know, followed through on all of his promises.
When you come to a program as a walk-on, people don't understand there's an extra level of detail that you have to go through before you can ever put yourself in a position to really get on the field. When was it for you from a confidence standpoint that you realized, I can do this, I can play at this level?
You know, I think whenever I came out of high school, that was always kind of my mentality and was always my chip on my shoulder, so to speak. I believe that I could do it at this level, and that's why I came here. And I think that's just been my mentality ever since, is I came here to help my team win, and I know I could do it.
But the pressure is you got to do it every day in practice, right?
Yes,
sir. To capture people's attention.
Absolutely.
To get the opportunity to move up in the 2D.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's one of the challenges of being a walk-on, and it's something that is sometimes unspoken, but it's part of it. And you just have to go in every single day and just chop wood and do the best that you can and go make plays on a consistent basis.
How impressed were you with the way that Taylor went about his business on Saturday night?
You know, I was really impressed with him, and it didn't really surprise me in the slightest. You know, I thought he came out and he was confident. He came out and he knew how to run the offense and was very just disciplined in all of his reads and everything. And so, I mean, I've seen him do that time and time again, and, you know, there's not really a more hostile environment than Saturday night in Athens, and I thought he did a good job for his first time out there.
Yeah, for players, too. I mean, you had to admit it was a pretty cool environment, too, with the way that they utilized the lights on and off and things like that. I mean, they did a great job of getting their crowd engaged in the game. It had to be a fun environment to play in, too.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Like, you know, you try not to, like, pay too much attention to, like, the things that are going on in the crowd, like, try to stay locked into the game. But, man, whenever you had, like, the stadium turn red and they have the lights going on and flickering on and off, it's just hard not to pay attention to it and, like, how much the energy that the stadium really had.
You came in as a true freshman, Jalen, and made an impact and got a chance to play right away. Did that surprise you at all that you were able to have an impact that early in your career?
It most definitely did surprise me. You know, I thought I was just going to come in and kind of, like, just, like, you know, feel my way out and just kind of like just get what I could as it came. But then, you know, things happened and E-Man got hurt, and then they just threw me into the fire, and I just had to make plays, and things worked out for the better, and I couldn't ask for more. I was just happy that it happened that way.
Jalen started in 8 games a year ago, had 27 receptions, 419 yards, and also 3 touchdowns. He was named Freshman of the Week in the SEC on 2 different occasions after his performance at Purdue, where he caught 5 passes for 110 yards, and also after the Memphis game as well. When you get in that environment, when was it that you really became comfortable? Because there's an adjustment, right, that takes place going from high school ball to the college level, and particularly football in the SEC. When did you feel like you were comfortable and at home and I guess in the environment, if you will?
The confidence really started building more when fall camp started. You know, I started getting put into like real game situations and like really like playing football. So I was like started getting comfortable with that. And then once the Purdue game came around, I came around, made more plays, and like really started going. So then after that, I just started more and more every week. Then after the offseason came, and I got to put in some like real college work and like really get my body right and start like understanding how the game works. I feel like I'm at home now.
Yeah, physically, how much have you guys changed since arriving here through your work with you know, Coach Kutch and his staff and the strength and conditioning staff there?
You know, I think I came in at 170 pounds, and it was probably a skinny 170. And right now I think I'm weighing 195 pounds, and so I put on about 25 and, you know, feeling good.
Yeah. Jalen, how about for you?
Man, I'm the same as Barrett. I came in light, like probably like 175 at most. You know, I'm right now at 200. So, you know, actually like lifting weights like I wasn't doing in high school, it like that really helped a lot. And it's like got me quicker, faster, all that.
I always like to get guys to kind of give me a snapshot into people that have been influential in their lives. Because as you both know, it takes a number of people to help get you to where you are playing football at this level today. So as you think back, those that have been supportive, those that have helped you, those that have been influential, give me a snapshot of some of those people.
Really just like my mom, dad, and like really like the rest of my family, like my brothers, uncles, my sister, everybody. Like they just always kept me humbled and kept me down to earth, like no matter what I was doing. And like they always kept pushing me to keep doing sports, and like no matter if it was track or football or anything, like they always like right there, like always in my corner, always pushed me to do better. You know, the older I got, the more they like really started pushing me, like, man, you can like really do this, like really for real go out there and like really give your all, and like don't quit, don't let nobody stop you. It's worked out for the better.
Jared, how about for you?
You know, this is actually perfect you asked this question. It's my granddad's 80th birthday
today. Oh, my goodness.
And I was writing him a letter today for this, and, you know, I think it's a perfect opportunity to just express how much he's meant to me and how influential he's been. You know, he's always pushed me to be the best player I can be, both on and off the field, and he's just a huge reason why I am the way I am today. You know, he coached football for a very long time, and so he's been able to kind of walk me through this process of what college is going to be like and what I'm going to experience, and then also just provide me wisdom of like how to deal with these relationships and just to prepare me for what I want to do in the future, which is coach. And so it's really been a blessing to have him in my life.
Yeah, a blessing to have your grandfather for you know, with him turning 80. That's just that's phenomenal. So happy birthday to him. And you know, you said something that I think captured the attention of everybody listening tonight. You sat down to write him a letter. That's somewhat rare in this day and age that people actually pen letters to individuals. So someone raised you the right way there, brother.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, that's awesome. You guys are both in the same major, parks, recreation, and sports.
Yep.
What would you like to do with that eventually, Jalen?
I most definitely either want to be a sports agent, maybe even, like, work for, like, just front offices, like, for an NFL team or something. Like, even when I'm not playing sports, I want to make sure that I'll keep doing something that's sports-related. Or maybe even, like, just open up, like, a youth league for, like, kids back home, like, anything.
Mm-hmm. Barrett, for you, you want to get into coaching eventually.
Yes, sir. I think that's the goal. And, you know, it's what I fell in love with at a young age. And my uncle and my granddad have both done it, and I've kind of seen the joy that it brought them. And then obviously being around college football and just the pageantry and everything that has to do with it.
What are the lessons that football teaches a player along the way, Barrett?
I would say the biggest lesson is that you're going to get knocked down, and it's really how you respond. There's many times that you're not going to go out and you're not going to have your best practice. You're not going to want to get up and do weights. I mean, a coach is going to yell at you, and it's really about how you respond. And I think that teaches you so much about life, because life's not easy. It's not going to be perfect. And, you know, it teaches you every day to consistently get back up and just keep swinging.
Jalen, how about for you? Sorry about that. No, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, you're all good.
Definitely piggybacking off of what Barrett says, like, football really, like, tests you, like, to see if, like, you really, like, want it. Like, it's going to, like, really test your will, like, to see if you, like, willing to keep getting up every morning and keep going away, keep getting up for practice and, like, putting in those long hours of studying and still having to get your schoolwork done on top of that. Like, you always going to have to be on top of your work and top of everything that you do.
So Brittany was on with us earlier, and I just want to get your point of view. Jalen, I saw you at the Kentucky game. Your mother was in town, and you guys were visiting on Friday night beforehand. But she put us in a different hotel this time. Was it haunted or not?
I think it was. I had walked past a stairwell that I had thought was like, maybe it's like, all right, they're renovating for something. But then I found out later that the stairwell was blocked off because that's where something had happened. And that's why the hotel was haunted. I was like, yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Did you feel the vibe a little bit in that hotel?
Well, I'm feeling it now. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
We were coming back from dinner, and the Uber driver just go, oh, you're staying there. It's haunted. I'm telling you, it's haunted. There are many people that have died in that hotel. So
Brittany kind of kept that on the down low.
Yeah,
from us, I think.
Yeah, the Uber driver did not. As you look at this program and the way that you guys have the opportunity not only to develop relationships with your teammates, but also with the other student athletes that are here at the University of Missouri. How special is that in those relationships that you're building along the way?
You know, I think it's really cool. It's really just it's a gateway for you to go and meet people. And, you know, nobody really gets this opportunity all the time. And, you know, one day my granddad always told me they're going to want to quit talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, right now I'm just trying to enjoy it. All these gateways to go meet people of different sports and people wanting to talk to you. So I think it's awesome.
Yeah, I love the way that you frame that using the word, you know, gateway. I've always said to young people that every conversation is a networking opportunity, no matter where you are. You've been able to engage a lot of different people since you've arrived here, too, from not only from the football team, but from basketball, from a variety of different sports.
Yeah, it's definitely, like, amazing. Like, there's so many athletes here from so many different areas and so many different backgrounds, and it's just to be able to like really talk to them and like really see like everything that they go through and like really like get to connect with them, and like it's really cool, you know. And then you never know like what they might be able to do down the road for you, so it's like also good to have that opportunity with you too.
What's it going to feel like on Saturday morning to finally be able to walk on to the turf for a game at Faro Field, Barry?
You know, I think it's good to get back home. Yeah, we had a couple tough weeks on the road, and I think we're excited to get back home and, you know, really put our feet in the ground and get back to work.
A couple more questions. When you walked into the new South End Zone for the first time, what went through your mind, Jalen?
I was speechless. I, like, really looked around. I was like, man, this place is huge. It's like we had seen pictures of it already and, like, the videos and everything, but it didn't compare to, like, actually really being inside the facility and seeing how great everything was.
Was it breathtaking, Barrett?
I think you described it perfectly. I mean, you see all these videos and these renderings of it, and, you know, they do a really good job with those, but it just doesn't do it justice whenever you're inside it and get to go to work there every day.
Barrett Bannister, tell us something about Jalen Knox that maybe we don't know.
You know, I think the one thing that always pops into my head about Jalen is, so he has this, like, buffering zone of weather that he's comfortable in, and it's from about 70 to 80 degrees. And so you get that probably, like, a couple weeks out of the year maybe, but if it's above that, he's always saying it's too hot, or if it's below it, he's complaining that it's way too cold. And I'm just like, Jalen, you got to open up a little bit. You can't just shoot 10 degrees.
Exactly.
Jalen, tell us something about Barrett Bannister.
Barrett is a complete opposite of me. You know me, I don't deal with weather. I hate weather. Like, cold weather is not for me. But whenever it's 20 degrees outside, Barrett's coming out to practice with no sleeves on and doesn't care. He just acts like it's not cold outside at all.
Hey, gentlemen, thank you for being here tonight. Appreciate Absolutely. Getting to know you a little bit better.
And
we wish you the very, very best this Saturday against the Florida Gators.
Thank you.
Barrett Bannister and Jalen Knox back after this on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
We understand that sometimes the daydreamer is the visionary. Sometimes the rambler is actually the mentor. And sometimes the eccentric is really the change maker. We understand that greatness is often misunderstood, even underappreciated. But it is greatness that defines us and drives us forward. At Great Southern Bank, we are proud to support all the many individuals who make our community truly great. Great Southern Bank, understanding what really matters. Member FDIC.
Like many businesses in our area, maybe you are considering reorganizing or relocating, but really don't know where to start. At Samco Business Products, we are specialists in this planning process and can take that guesswork off your shoulders. Our design team can provide insight for reconfiguring your existing space to be more efficient and productive. Or if your needs have changed and you plan to relocate, our team can reinstall your existing furniture in your new facility and eliminate that hassle too. So relax. With Samco, work just got better.
Mizzou football strives for excellence on and off the field, from the classroom to practice and all the way through game day. The men and women of the Eastern Missouri laborers and their contractors also strive for excellence. You only need to look at the south end of Faro Field to see such an example of Mizzou, Eastern Missouri laborers and their contractors teaming up, striving for excellence. Use union laborers for your next project. To learn more, go to LiunaBuildsMo.com.
Incredible athletes know the right nutrition can make all the difference. And the same is true for your incredible dog or cat. The advanced nutrition of Purina Pro Plan is available in more than 80 formulas, with one that can help your pet break through to their best self. Find the formula that's right for your pet with a food recommendation from our experts at ProPlan.com/myplan. Purina Pro Plan, nutrition that performs.
Black and gold season never ends at the Tiger Team Store. Gear up for game day with the largest official selection of black and gold gear and gifts. From the latest Mizzou SEC gear to everything you need for your tailgate, the Tiger Team Store is your store for all things Mizzou. The Tiger Team Store is your official store of Mizzou athletics. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. with extended hours on game day. Located at Faro Field or at TigerTeamStore.com. It's black and gold season at the Tiger Team Store.
To all of our first responders, active military, veterans, and retirees, there's only one thing Ford can say for your commitment and bravery. Thank you. So please enjoy this special offer. It's just another way to show our gratitude for all that you've done. qualifying military personnel can now get additional bonus appreciation cash on top of most current offers. Visit buyfordnow.com today.
Tiger Talk presented by Say Insurance from Cheerleader Pub and Grill. Say Insurance gives drivers the know-how that they need to choose the car insurance coverage that is right for them. Let Shelter take you to the zoo this season. Find an agent near you, shelterinsurance.com/Mizzou. They'll register you for a chance to win two tickets to a Tiger home game during the 2019 season. Barry Odom rejoins us. We'll talk about the Florida Gators coming up in our next segment. I want to talk about Jalen Knox and also talk a little bit about Barrett Bannister. What was it about those two young men during the recruiting process that kind of stood out?
You know, Jalen, really, he played so many positions. You know, on offense, he played running back and receiver. Defensively, he was showing up on the film. Just a really good athlete and a kid that was very determined. He had great work ethic and, you know, knew that he would fit into whatever scheme that we were playing offensively, but also was the type of guy you want in your locker room. And then Bannister, you know, we were recruiting Taylor Powell, and they were teammates, and he kept showing up on video, and we're just trying to find a way that year, because we were out of scholarships, we got to get this guy in the program because we know that he's going to end up, you know, probably earning a scholarship, and he's going to do everything that you want him to do from a program standpoint. And both of those guys, they're going to be really successful in life, but they're tremendous teammates, and they're really good players for us.
You watch both of them. They're both sure-handed. They get a chance to get their hands on the football, they're going to catch it.
They are. They're determined. They're accountable. They're selfless. And the way that they've practiced this week, I know they're both going to play extremely well.
Going to take a break. Final timeout. We're back after this on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
In sports, success is measured in points, wins, and trophies. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in how we support our communities, in being there when you need us most, and the occasional trophy, like the one from J.D. Power for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter. For J.D. Power 2019 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Credit or debit?
Debit.
Okay, go ahead and insert your card. Hold on. Is that a Tiger checking card from Central Bank?
It is. I just got it.
So you haven't used it yet?
No. Why? Is there a problem?
Not if you're a Tiger fan.
Oh, I'm a huge fan.
Go ahead then.
Here it goes.
Show your true colors with Tiger Checking from Central Bank. Sign up today at tigerchecking.com. Member FDIC.
Tweens have mastered the art of tuning out. Jen, there's a spider in the car. We're turning your room into a home gym. See? Nothing. But some messages need to get through, like making sure they're buckled up the whole ride, every time. Do whatever it takes to make your child listen. Jen, I friended your boyfriend.
Wait, what?
Buckle up, sweetie.
Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Tiger Talk continues on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College. We're at Cheerleader Pub and Grill, conveniently located at 63 and Stadium. Tiger Talk presented by Say Insurance. Barry Odom is with us. Coming up this Saturday morning at 11 a.m., Missouri kicks off against the 11th-ranked Florida Gators as they come to town. Missouri's won the last two matchups against the Gators. Try to make it three straight coming up on Saturday morning. Dan Mullen's a guy that in his second year has been able to overcome losing his starting quarterback, Felipe Franks. We saw Kyle Trask a year ago down at the Swamp. And you got a kind of a glimpse of again, kind of some natural ability. A thought on just the job he's done since coming in at quarterback for Florida.
You know, we knew of Kyle in high school. He was Cam Scott's on his team in Manville there out in Houston. So we knew of the kid. He was a talented kid, just didn't play a lot. Yeah. And, you know, Florida ended up offering him after, you know, seeing him in camp. So he's got really good arm talent. And the thing that I, you know, Dan's always been a great offensive, you know, he's a really good head coach, but he's got his mark on offense and quarterback development. And the things that he has done on putting a scheme together, on really giving and taking what the defense gives you, not trying to press too much, but his quarterback has gotten better each week this year. And, you know, he's made a lot of big-time throws. He's good in the quarterback run game. And as the season has gone on, he hasn't made many mistakes. And, you know, that's the thing that you look at on your quarterback play. The thing that stands out to me is delivering the ball. They do a number of different formations, but they find ways to get their playmakers the ball out in space. And he's playing really well.
The thing that stands out, too, about their offense is that you've got six different players with 20 or more receptions.
It's crazy. And, I mean, you look at the way they distribute the ball, and that's, you know, either they're in empty formation or the different ways that they align guys to try to get mismatches. You know, I think their tight end, number 84, is the best, one of the best guys in the game at that position. And the way they utilize and move him around, and you know, people game plan, you can see that, to try to take away the targets. But if he makes a catch, he's making the competitive catch, and he's making things happen. So the quarterback, it all starts around his decision-making ability, and they've got a good structure and a good scheme, and he's able to deliver the ball. So we've got to give him a number of different looks. We've got to be able to find a way to get pressure on him, and then we've got to win the contested ball.
You know, the other thing about Pitts, the tight end, in their first series against Georgia a couple weeks ago, watching that game, they had Pitts lined up in five different positions from a formation standpoint on the first drive of the game.
Yeah, they, and, you know, formationally, either they're empty or three-by-one or quads or FSL, all the different things they do. This causes you defensively, you've got to think and you got to get lined up. And then, you know, if you can't do it quick enough, that's when they strike and they find the error.
About 30 seconds left. Reese, their linebacker.
Yeah.
You played the position. Stands out, doesn't he?
Oh, he did. He's so active. You know, you can tell he's got to be a student of the game. He's so competitive, but also he understands the fit and the way to play, and he plays off of each other, plays with great emotion. And, you know, you look at a game like this, it's going to be a tight game. You got to play with great energy, great emotion, and great enthusiasm.
Go get it done. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Tigers head coach Barry Odom. I'm Mike Kelly. That does it for Tiger Talk, presented by Say Insurance from Cheerleader, Pub and Grill on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
From Cheerleader Pub and Grill, Tiger Talk has been presented by Say Insurance. At Say Insurance, they give drivers the know-how they need to choose the car insurance coverage that's right for them. Also brought to you by Bud Light. This football season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Please drink responsibly. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation on the Central Bank Tiger Network.